This is Dairy Radio Now.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, we hear comments from Dr. Dale Werner, who is Cargill Endowed Professor in Sustainable Meat Science at Texas Tech University, on the progress of dairy cattle in the beef industry.
Just to give a little background, we harvest somewhere around 25.5 million fed cattle each year. Fed cattle being specific to steers and heifers. So these are the younger animals, not including cows and bulls. We add those to the mix and we're somewhere around 31 to 33 million head a year. Dairy cattle today making up greater than 20% of the total harvest mix. That's predominantly due to the fact that the beef cow herd is shrinking. Drought in major cattle producing areas of the country have contributed the most to that. Conventional beef cattle and dairy cattle are different. That's no surprise. Somehow, some way early on in this game, we decided that they needed to be the same and that we're going to manage them the same. And that's where a lot of the mistakes have come from. Conventional cattle, of course, known for quicker growth rates. They've been demonstrated to have better gut health, and that's really specific to liver abscess percentage. They have lower liver abscesses at the time of harvest. They convert more of their live weight to carcass, meaning they have dressing percentage advantage. They have more muscle to bone. Inherently, they are heavier muscled. They have more ideal steak shape, specifically strip loin steaks and ribeye steaks, that are rounder and more symmetrical, more appealing to the eye of the consumer. And then color, actually more desirable in conventional beef cattle traditionally. So remember here, we are comparing conventional beef cattle to traditional dairy cattle. So for namesake, purebred Holstein steer. Purebred Holstein steers produce darker colored meat. And that remains true today in comparison to the conventional beef cattle. Part of the reason for that is the dairy cattle have a more oxidative fiber type. So this goes back to the physiology of the animal to metabolize feed into milk. But long story short is they had darker colored lean. That darker colored lean actually is part of the explanation for these cattle having more marbling, being more tender, more lean, or having less fat on the outside of the carcass. And then ultimately being more flavorful. So yes, Holstein cattle traditionally produced better eating qualities of meat. It just so happens that the steak shape was a little off and the color was a little darker, which provided some challenges for the consumers and those selling beef in the retail case.
You're listening to comments from Dr. Dale Werner, Cargill Endowed Professor in Sustainable Meat Science from Texas Tech University, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal.
One of the first questions we tried to answer for dairymen is, if we're breeding to beef bulls, are we in some way impacting our primary product and the production of milk in that dairy environment? What we found through a retrospective study in a really large dairy operation that shared their Dairy Comp 305 data with us is dairy cows that have been bred to beef bulls were actually in gestation 1 to 2 days longer than was that same cow bred to a traditional Holstein bull. So a little longer in gestation. However, as we look at lactation performance, we did not find any significant change from 1 year to the next in mating Holstein cows to beef bulls. So our data would suggest that breeding dairy cows to beef semen or beef bulls does not impact the volume of production of milk, which is a really positive thing. Of course, if the data said otherwise, then we would have a reason not to breed dairy cows to beef bulls. But regardless of the statistics that we looked at, average daily milk, 305-day equivalent milk, peak daily milk, we did not have a disadvantage for those cows that had been bred to beef bulls. Second question coming at us is, you know, how are these cattle performing in the feedlot? The long story short is that at similar days on feed, these cattle are very similar to conventional cattle in the way that they convert feed, in their average daily gain. Perhaps more importantly, they are far superior to the conventional Holstein. So by breeding to beef bulls, we've improved feed efficiency, we've shortened the days on feed, and we've increased our sustainability message and conversion rates of feed to gain. These cattle do not gain as well as a conventional steer, but they're getting really close. And as genetics improve, we expect for these numbers to grow even closer together. So the message is really good.
Again, that's Dr. Dale Werner, professor in sustainable meat science at Texas Tech University, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.